example, because if you break it down per minute of how long of a clip this is, it's not really that much money, Art. What we're really talking about is how great is the video? And that's the issue.
Bob, how great is the video?
Okay, so when we talk about UFO videos, and you and I have talked even today about the one you mentioned at the top of your show.
The one I've got, yes.
They could be amazing visual spectacles, but the issue is going to be like in a courtroom. Where did the video come from? Does it have a provenance? Can we track it? Can we meet the people who allegedly shot it? And maybe did they manufacture it? And so what I get a kick out of are these cases that have no provenance, or the provenance is so sketchy that if it was a painting in an art museum, you would laugh the owners or the alleged owners out of the room.
Sure.
But still, we in the media, and especially journalists, tend to look kind of down our noses at cases like these. And then we, you know, I'm not saying myself, by the way, I'm saying in general, I kind of tend to go the other direction, and my staff does as well.
Actually, I look down my nose at most, 99% of what's sent to me never sees my website. Mm-hmm. The only ones that I put up are the ones where, and still I don't know, it could be a total fake, but the ones where I go, oh my God. Right. when I do that, I know it has to go up
the website. Usually the ones we've noticed is that we go, oh my God, about are the ones that come in anonymously, that nobody wants to stand behind. And let's face it, if you shot a video of what might be an extraterrestrial spacecraft from God knows where, you're not going to be silent and anonymous about it. I mean, if you happen to get one like this woman shot it,
yes,
which is a perfect, if there might be a perfect scenario, this might be the perfect scenario. It was a wave of UFO activity over this part of England toward the later part of last year. And at the time of this UFO wave, not unlike Gulf Breeze, not unlike other places here in the United States, Mexico City for one.
Right.
That's not the United States, obviously, but other parts of this continent and the lower part of it. We have seen waves of activity. And so this was just like that, and nobody had yet captured during the wave anything on tape. And sure enough, this woman captured on tape what might be the best visual evidence of a structured craft appearing to come close to her, look at her, give her a good look, and then go back and come forward and go back.
All right, Bob, everybody...